There's lots of, like, trash everywhere, and animals that probably have diseases, many diseases, and dogs that half of them are missing body parts and tails and ears, and they're flea infested, and they're not meant for pets, but they're meant for, like, protection and attack dogs, kind of. And there's dirt everywhere, and it's just way different from America. It's really different. But the view, if you look up, you see mountains, and they're so pretty, and you see lush green tropical plants and the beautiful sky, and we even seen a rainbow. And she said that was the first time she's ever seen a rainbow in Honduras. And it kind of reminded me of the verse, I'm not sure where it is, but be in the world but not of the world, where you can be standing in poor places, or you can be standing in a sinful situation, or your life may be a bunch of garbage, and you could be craziness. But if you just look up a couple inches, like lift your head and look, all that, and you just focus in on the beauty of the Lord or the mountains, and all that becomes a blur, and you just focus in on what God has in store, focus in on God, and that was really encouraging to see. The next point I have is, I went to an orphanage, and it was an all-girls orphanage in Omoa for 3 days, and I bonded with these little girls so much, and I didn't want to leave. But right when I got out the van the first day, I was just smothered in hugs and happiness, and they loved you with all their heart, and they just met you. That was really life-changing to see how much someone could love you and just first meet you. And before I came to Honduras, and before I even accepted this, I kind of thought I would be the encouragement to them, and I would bless them and be that salt and light to them. But they encouraged me and blessed me more than I could probably ever to them. And it was amazing how much they could impact you. The Honduran people could impact you in those short 10 days. It was awesome. And a couple days before I left, it was Thursday, I was at a Lifeline Church, and one of our team members were to teach that night, and they did worship for us, and it was all in Spanish, so I didn't know what they were saying. And I was standing in the service, and they were singing in Spanish. I knew the song, I just didn't know the lyrics, and I was humming the whole time, like, you know, spinning and humming, and I didn't know. And I don't remember what song they were singing, but in the chorus of it, I heard English, and it was amazing. And they were singing Spanish, but I heard English, and it was something that I will have, like, forever as a memory. And it kind of reminded me of the verse in Philippians. It was Philippians 2:11, where it says, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to glorify the God the Father. And in heaven, I learned this at youth camp a couple weeks previous of my trip, where we'll be worshiping the Lord forever. And if you are worshiping the Lord, it doesn't matter what language you're talking, or it doesn't matter what you're saying. As long as you're worshiping the Lord, it'll all make sense. And in that service, God, they were worshiping the Lord, and I heard English, and it might sound crazy, but it was amazing. In that, they could have been speaking anything, but English is. It was cool. And that, I have many other things to talk about, but I'm just going to cut it short. So God worked, and if you just open yourself up, and God can work so much in 10 days and fill your life with memories that you probably have forever. And I thank you all again for your prayers and your time and your support. I think that's it. So thanks. I don't know if I'm done.
Not sure I can top that. It was a blessing for me this time to have somebody there with me that I actually knew. There's a lot of people from a lot of teams that come now continually, but it's this team was young. It was from Audrey, who's 13, to actually one of the youth leaders that was there with them was 24. So it was a really young team. There was only three of us over 30. And well, I'll just say 30. But anyway, it caused me particularly to see things for the first time again, because they were seeing it for the first time. These kids were not, hadn't been on, most of them had not been on a mission trip before. And it was a lot of firsts. It was the first time we saw tarantulas at Cary Hill. I've seen them in Honduras, but I'd never seen them at Cary Hill. It was the first time I saw a rat. It was the first time I saw a mouse in the kitchen. It was the first time. They're there. It was just the first time I saw them. It was the first time I saw the rainbow in Honduras. And then after the team left, Darwin, the assistant administrator, and he just had a new baby. And Darwin hasn't had the money to buy himself a baby bed, so the people in the Lifeline office went together and mailed me the money, wired me the money to. So we went bed shopping the last day I was there. And as we pulled in his driveway, there's a double rainbow from beginning to end over his house. It was real fun and cute. And the thing is he had had a baby bed, but he gave it away to somebody who needed it at that time. So it just caused me to think of the scripture, cast your bread upon the water, it'll come back to you. So much. For me, I hold on to things because I might need it later. Everybody that knows me and seen my house, they understand that. I hold on to things. And as Denise and I was talking about Marilyn, about her having to open up her hand and let things go so that God can fill it back up again. I think the scripture the Lord gave me is, the Lord be magnified, but I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinks upon me. You are my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. Yeah, Honduras is a poor country. It's a violent country. The day that the team left, they didn't know it, but there was a murder down the road. And after I came back, we weren't allowed out of the compound again the rest of the day. There was a burglary at the church the night before, and all the sound equipment was taken. It's a violent country. There's a lot of drug traffic. One of the reasons it was poor is because there was no drug trafficking. Now they're starting to raise their economic level because of drug traffic. Chavez is a big deal down there, and Colombia is a big deal. Mexico has moved in, so there's a lot of gangs and a lot of drugs. But the Lord is there, and the people that are serving the Lord are serving Him. Okay, I'm going to go with Darwin again, and that'll be the end of it. Darwin, we help, and we go as a supply line, I think. We don't live there. It's harder for us to minister. It would be the same as them coming here. And yet, this year, they have a Mother's Day and a Father's Day just like we do. They also have a Children's Day. The country celebrates. It's a national holiday, the Day of the Children. So this year, rather than having the Children's Day, Darwin and his teachers at Ocotillo School decided that they were going to serve the children in the streets of San Pedro Sula. It's because Darwin had stopped at a stop sign. One of the kids had came up begging. It's normal. They do it all the time. And he didn't have any money. He literally didn't have any money in his pocket. So he had his lunch bag. So he handed him his lunch bag. And the kid, when he looked in the lunch bag, was so excited that it was food, he started ripping it apart and eating it as he ran down the street. Well, Darwin's sitting at the stop sign, and everybody's honking at him to move, to get out of the way, and he's just weeping, and because there are children. He says, we're poor, and our country is poor, but my children are not hungry, and there are all these kids that are hungry. So he took his kids from school this summer and decided that they were going to feed the kids. So rather than celebrate and have a party at the school for the kids, he took his kids and went to the streets, and they fed the kids. So God is everywhere, and God's people are everywhere, and they're doing Darwin. I spent a lot of time with Darwin this time. Usually it's Carlos. Darwin said that he felt in his heart a pull and a tug that he needed to be closer to the Lord. And that's all of us. And I've spoke to you guys before about Katocho, one more name. Katocho had been hit. You guys have been praying for him. He'd been hit by a bus. He's not good. He walks with a cane. His shoulder is not in place. It had broke his shoulder, and his shoulder blade's way down here in the middle of his back. And those things are not going to change. But the man got up and came to church on Thursday night to worship the Lord. And sometimes I think that I've gotten comfortable with my walk with the Lord. I've been with the Lord over close to 40 years now. It's just like any other relationship. You get comfortable. And it's good to remember that God is God, and that he is there for us, and that the more we're given, the more we're held accountable for. So I'm thankful for the young team. I was dreading it. It's like, oh, no. These kids, they don't work. They're from the States. But they did well. They did well. And there was not a lot of whining or complaining. There was a little direction. Do the dishes. But nevertheless, they did a great job. And they humbled me. The other first that we had a handicap girl with cerebral palsy. She was deaf. She was deaf and cerebral palsy. And I think maybe, I don't know if she was mentally handicapped or not, but nevertheless, the girl did great. And I was so, she signed. She's sitting at the home one day with her sign book, showing one of the little girls how to sign. Elizabeth, who's about maybe 10, 11, was so involved in it, she left her signing book there. When I went back a day or two after the team was gone, the little girl was sitting there in the backyard teaching herself the signs. That's another whole language. She says, you guys are here in Spanish, you understand. I'm in the States. I can't understand or hear anybody. So it goes back to what she said. If you're praising the Lord, you're praising the Lord. And it was so pretty. She'd be up there signing, praising the Lord. She didn't have any idea what they were saying. But she could be right here today and not know what we were saying either. So I just want to thank you guys for allowing Audrey to go. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to continue to go, even though every time I say this is the last trip, I am too old. But and I would appreciate every time you think of Audrey or me to please pray for the people in Honduras, that God protects them and provides for them to continue his work there. And this summer, I expect to see everybody on that team to go this summer. We'll just shut down church for 10 days and everybody go. It's a blessing to them. So I guess that's it, and there's Honduran food today. Thanks. Bye.